Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited. Very, very happy to have you on the show today. It's going to be an exciting show. We want to bring you up to date on the Continental Congress 2009. I have Todd McGreevy with me today. Todd was one of the key organizers with We the People organizing the event. It was there every minute of it, and I was the delegate one of the three delegates from the state of Iowa, and also intimately involved with War Powers, chairman of the War Powers Committee there, chairman of the Marketing Committee. Did some work on a few other committees, but my goodness, what an event, what an experience. What an opportunity for America. I was just listening to the previous show a little bit, for those of you that were listening to the previous show, the host there was talking about basically the steps that we can take in this country to get our country back and in the monopoly of the Federal Reserve over our lives and our government and all of our institutions, which it now has. And ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to let you know, everyone, and I want you to let everyone else know that we finally have a organized, coherent plan that we can all get behind. I mean, everybody in this country can get behind. And thanks to the work of We the People, Bob Schultz, and all the delegates at this Continental Congress. Todd, are you on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, good. Fantastic. You know, you and I were both, we talked every day, you know, so we kind of, you know, we're keeping up with each other, and we had the show a couple weeks ago, right at the beginning of the convention, where we were letting everybody know what was going on. We had some of the delegates on the show. I don't know if you agree with this, but I would say that this was probably the most exciting, most positive, most powerful event I've ever attended in my entire life, and I'm 60. I don't know how you feel.
Definitely. Wouldn't have traded it for anything. I've told friends and family back home that I've never worked so hard in my entire life, and I know that the delegates worked more, even harder than I did. They were the ones that had to, you know, make the compromises and come up with the brainstorms and sit down and go over the Constitution and the history of things and the meaning and significance and draft these remedial instructions for Congress that are going to be forthcoming. There's a lot of brain power going on in a short period of time there, and that takes a lot of energy, and people work their tails off there.
Yeah, we were up a lot of times till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, working on our committees to get everything done and get all the reports done. There was a tremendous amount of work, and people should know that this was originally planned to be a month long, then it got cut down to 2 weeks, and then it got cut down to 11 days. And just the basic agenda of addressing the seven major issues where We the People had already petitioned the government for redress under the First Amendment and met with absolutely no response whatsoever, that agenda alone was all that we could handle, and that was with working 2-3 in the morning. You know, some of the other things that came up, there was a group there that wanted to talk about the 14th Amendment. There were other issues that people wanted to bring up and discuss, like abortion, the abortion issue, and other things. We just, at this Congress, just so everyone understands, there just wasn't time to do other than what was on the agenda. We have several tables that are going to be, that have been, discussed that we want to do in the next Congress when we meet again, and we will get to those issues. But people need to understand that we have so much work to do to get the package done that we have now, which are seven critical issues that everyone can get behind, where we now have instructions. We not only have the petitions, which were already filed, we now have instructions to Congress, to the President, and accompanying civic actions, recommended civic action for people to take in their local area, where we can all get behind, everybody in the country can get behind and really enforce our power over the government, over our servant government, to follow the Constitution, to follow the oath that they all took, even at the state level. The state legislators, people need.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hello, everyone. Clyde Cleveland back here with you on Common Sense Revisited, along with Todd McGreevy, talking about the Continental Congress just recently held in St. Charles, Illinois. Todd, why don't you give a little bit of a perspective? I think we got cut off there, on what you thought we accomplished and what you think in terms of the potential for the country.
Well, I would encourage all the listeners to go to articlesoffreedom.us, articlesoffreedom.us. That's a redirect right now to the Continental Congress webpage, and there you'll see the origins and the emerging Articles of Freedom document. It includes the preamble. It includes the civic action statement and the pledge, and then you will see a table of contents of all of the remedial instructions and committee reports that should be forthcoming any day now. They include, coverage of, violation of the sovereignty of citizens in America, violation of constitutional governance, violation of the privacy clauses, the property rights clauses, public debt is an issue that's dealt with, foreign policy and general welfare, also known as the War Powers Clause, is dealt with, juries and jury nullification is dealt with, eligibility of the president is dealt with, right to petition for redress is dealt with, failure to faithfully execute clause violations are dealt with, and Second Amendment violations and tax clause violations are all dealt with. And by dealt with, we mean that for each one of those respective areas of violations, there was an expert speaker who came and addressed the delegates in a morning session at 8 a.m. They would have a morning speaker go till around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then they break and go back to Congress, convene for a couple hours, either in the Committee of the Whole or as Congress, break for lunch. Out of lunch, they go in the afternoon session with another expert speaker on a topic from about 1:30 to about 3, and then from 3 till approximately 5 or 6 in the afternoon, they would convene again. So that became kind of the routine for the first 8 days. The last 3 days of the Congress were dedicated to just there were no more speakers, if you will, no more guest speakers, and it was all deliberating on the reports and everybody, you know, going through the motions to make compromises and get the language agreed upon that they could move forward with as a unifying body.
Fantastic. And so that was a good summary of basically what we did. And I just wanted to make some personal comments in terms of observations that I had on the group that was there, so people, you know, can get a feel for, you know, at least my perception, and, you know, you give yours as well, Todd. But I felt like this was an extraordinary group of people. First of all, you have to keep in mind that all of us that were there, most of us paid our own expenses to be there for 11 days, you know, room and board for 11 days, took off work. You know, I have a business that I run. You know, my partner and my employees and everyone had to take up the slack for me being away from business for 11 days, and it was that way for everybody that was there. Mm-hmm. There was no remuneration for being there. Just by definition, just the people that came, what they had to do to get there, meant that it was a very dedicated, focused, interested group in getting our country back to the Constitution and the founding principles. That was the underlying, that's what I would say would be the underlying commonality of the group. Other than that, there was a tremendous amount of diversity. First of all, it was 48 states that were represented. So, you know, there were people there from many, many different geographical backgrounds, different religious backgrounds, different philosophical points of view, and different ages. There were a lot of youngsters there, I would call them, you know, in their 20s, and there were a lot of people like me. There were 60, and there were people a lot older than me. There were quite a few delegates in their 70s that were there. So it was a wide-ranging group and a lot of diversity, and also a very strong group, very knowledgeable group. I mean, these people were educated about the Constitution. They were educated about the issues. And it was really quite an experience. But you could tell, Todd, I think you'll agree with me, that within about 10 minutes of the convention, you could tell that it was not going to be easy to direct this group of people or to lead them anywhere that they didn't want to go. The example I use is one of the first major votes was who was going to be president of the convention. And, of course, Bob at that time was acting president until the president was elected and definitely clearly wanted to be president. And he was nominated along with about 12 other people to be president. But he did not get it, and he didn't even come close. And I think, in my opinion, what the group was sending a message, the group intelligence there saying, look, we appreciate everything that Bob Schultz and we the people did to bring us here, but this is not going to be a rubber stamp. And, making Bob the president of the organization really would not have served a good purpose, I don't think, in terms of people being able to say, well, this is just going to be the Bob Schultz show. And that was a clear message that it wasn't just going to be the Bob Schultz show. And, you know, Bob didn't even come close to getting that nomination, to winning that nomination. And fortunately, I think it was good because, the fellow who won, Michael Badnarik, did a tremendous job.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, Todd?
Well, your point's really insightful. I'd actually forgotten about that detail. And you're right. At the beginning, you know, Bob certainly would be the, if you're putting money down, you know, at Vegas, who would be the president of Continental Congress? It would be the visionary of it, Bob Schultz, and the man who has, for the last 14 years, along with thousands of others, filed the petitions of redress for grievance that are the foundation of the agenda for Continental Congress. But it wasn't that way. You're right. The group intelligence, you know, pretty much kind of bore Mr. Yep. Badnarik up on their shoulders as the president, yep. and Dan Gonzalez as the vice president. Dan right. is from Florida.
Right. And I think that was another reason that was a good thing, too, because Michael had the energy to mm-hmm. pull it off. I don't know where he gets the energy, but if Bob had to do that, plus everything else that he was trying to do,
yeah.
I think it would have put him smart. Under. So I think it really turned out to be a good thing. And, it just, there was one thing like that after another where the diversity of the group, caused potential for dissension that we wouldn't be able to overcome. But in every case, even though there were contentious arguments and contentious issues, we always got through it. And by the time we were done, even though some people weren't happy, we went forward with the work as a group. And I think every single person there can be extremely proud of the work that was done and the way that everyone handled themselves, especially considering that people were really tired from staying up late at night working and then getting up early for the sessions at 8 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Todd, we have a caller. Let's take Jeff in North Carolina. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good, good. Go ahead with your comment.
I've got several. I was the first delegate from North Carolina to the Continental Congress.
Yes.
And I agree with everything Todd has said. It was phenomenal. For your listeners, if you just do the simple math and assume that the average delegate spent 12 hours a day, which is a gross understatement, there were over 13,860 delegate hours invested over that 11 days, coming up with what the public will see in the Articles of Freedom and the 13 subcategories of instructions.
Right.
There has not been a gathering of patriotic Americans of this caliber putting out this quality work product in over 200 years.
Yeah.
Something I want to share.
Really, Jeff, thanks for that perspective. You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm getting those chills up my spine again like I got several times during the day, every day at the convention, knowing that we were part of something truly historic and truly needed. It's like those frogs in the fire. Everyone's heard that analogy where the frogs are in the boiling water and they've turned the heat up and they turn the heat up and pretty soon you don't have enough strength to jump out. Well, we're just at that point. That's what I feel. You know, after 200 years of gross violations, gradual violations, but grosser and grosser violations of the Constitution, now we find ourselves at a point where our government is so far off from the Constitution that we have a president of the United States who calls it, a goddamn piece of paper, to quote George Bush. And, there's clear violations in Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court and the presidency year after year that get worse and worse and worse. And we're finally at the point where we've come together from 48 different states and created, as you said, quite a work product, that everyone in the country can get behind who cares about this country. And that's what we need now, is everyone to get behind it. But go ahead, Jeff. I know you had more comments.
I told the Rhode Island delegate that I was going to drop a bombshell. But that's a good one. We've spent probably another 150 hours just since the Continental Congress has adjourned doing more research on the ratification process of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and discovered some very interesting information. Most listeners are familiar with the Federalist Papers, but
sure.
They stopped writing the Federalist Papers once the ninth state ratified the Constitution.
Right. Hey, Jeff, we're getting getting music for another commercial. So let's get back to that. We'll start right with you when we come back after this commercial. Don't go away, anybody.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Clyde Cleveland, Common Sense Revisited, along with Todd McGreevy, and we also have Jeff in North Carolina, who was one of the delegates to the Continental Congress, and Jeff was just telling us some news about his research on the ratification of, I believe you said, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Is that correct?
Well, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the ratification process.
Go ahead.
And it does go back to the Declaration of Independence and those unalienable rights that we have. There were 85 Federalist Papers. All were trying to sell the Constitution to the various the several states and to dispel some of the myths and misconceptions about the Constitution. So it was a marketing program.
Right.
The Admin Committee from the Continental Congress is working on the new Federalist Papers, and it'll pick up where the Founding Fathers left off, because they stopped writing the papers once the ninth state, New Hampshire, ratified the Constitution. But there was a tremendous battle going on amongst the several states over a Bill of Rights. Several states put off even ratifying the Constitution until they got assurances that there was going to be a Bill of Rights.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson had written James Madison, author of the Constitution, and said the states needed to ratify it, not because it necessarily deserved it, but to preserve the Union. And his hope was that nine states would ratify it and that the remaining four would reject it and hold out for a Bill of Rights. Well, North Carolina and Rhode Island did just that. and they did not even ratify the Constitution until Congress had accepted a Bill of Rights. And that was the 12 amendments that were sent to the states, 10 of which were ratified and became the first 10 amendments or the Bill of Rights to the Constitution. So there's going to be two parts to the new Federalist Papers. The first will pick up where the founders left off and go through several of the state delegations' debates over the ratification process and the Bill of Rights. There were over 200 amendments proposed by the states for a Bill of Rights, some prior to, some in the middle of the process of the ratification of the Bill of Rights. So Volume 3, Article 86, will be an introduction to the Bill of Rights and those unalienable rights that the Declaration of Independence talked about. And there will be several papers on that, all authored by Publius, the message, not the messenger, that's important here. Mm-hmm. And Volume 4 will be an explanation of the Articles of Freedom and the 13 subcategories of instructions, both to explain them and dispel myths about them.
Oh, great.
And the,
fantastic.
The first couple of papers of the new articles of the new Federalist Papers should be available to the public by the end of the weekend.
That's tremendous, Jeff. Well, thanks for contributing that. That is going to be, I'm really looking forward to this. Now, when you say Publius, right, is
yes.
going to be writing the third section,
well,
correct?
Publius was the pseudonym that Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and James Madison used in the original Federalist Papers, which were published
yes.
in various newspapers, mostly in New England, all of them addressed to the people of New York. Volumes 3 and 4 will be addressed to the people of the several states of the United States.
Now, will you be bringing any of the arguments in the Anti-Federalist Papers into this?
Well, if you look at what the Anti-Federalists had to say, the Federalists took some of that into consideration, and a lot of that was embodied in the Bill of Rights or in the excess of 200 amendments that various states brought to the table. North
right.
Carolina, on August 2nd, 1788, postponed their vote on the Constitution ratification and included a list of 20 Declaration of Rights, of 20 rights, and an additional 26 amendments that they were saying had to be brought to the table at Congress before North Carolina would even consider ratifying the Constitution. Rhode Island had even more. Massachusetts, they had brought 9 amendments to the table on the promise of a Bill of Rights when they ratified. New Hampshire included those 9 from Massachusetts and then added 3 more. New Hampshire was the first to mention right to free speech in the amendments that they were putting forth. So there's a lot of things that, even amongst the 12 that Congress had adopted, the first 2 didn't get enough votes to be ratified and become part of the Bill of Rights, but they did eventually become amendments to the Constitution. So there were both anti-Federalist and Federalist arguments that were bringing valid points to the table that needed to be considered.
Fascinating. Well, I'm sure people will love hearing this and in getting all that, Jeff. So thank you very much for joining us today. Is there anything else? We have another caller. Is there anything else that you wanted to say, Jeff?
God bless America and those that defend her.
Thanks so much for participating in the convention, and thanks for calling us today, Jeff.
My pleasure. It's been an honor working with everybody I met at the Continental Congress. It was
an honor. Everybody there was a hero, in my opinion. Thanks a lot,
absolutely.
Jeff. And now we'll have Doris from Kansas. Doris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And I must say that I really appreciate what this Continental Congress has done. It's long, long overdue.
Yes.
I must ask,
we're hearing the... Doris, don't go away. We're having another break right now. And I'm sorry, but we'll get right back to you as soon as the break is over, okay?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited. We have Todd McGreevy with us from Continental Congress, and we have Doris from Kansas. And Doris, you're just going to make your comment when we got off of that commercial. So you have the mic. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, did you have any delegates from Kansas?
I believe so. Todd, you would know. Todd? Oh. I guess
I'm
we
sorry,
lost Todd.
I had my mute button on. I'm sorry, you guys. Yes,
okay.
Jay Atkins is a delegate that comes to mind immediately from Kansas, and I'll look up to see if there are others. For everybody's own edification, you can go to cc2009.us, cc2009.us, and you'll see the links at the top of the page that include delegates, and there is a list of the delegates there by state as well. Kansas, it looks like we had Reed Simpson, Jay Atkin, and Richard Fry were the delegates.
Oh, yes. Yes. And Doris?
Yeah.
This is Clyde. What I'd suggest you do is contact them. Todd, are there email addresses there for those guys?
No, not at this moment, but that's a very good idea. And they are available on the givemeliberty.org website. I'm sorry to hit you with too many websites, but GiveMeLiberty.org is the portal website for the We the People Foundation that includes the Continental Congress as a project. And on that page, you will see a map of the United States. And if you click on your state, you'll come up with all the delegates' names with their phone number and their email and contact information right there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Doris,
well,
I'm so glad you called, because the thing is now is at this point, what we need is people like you who are hearing about this to call your delegates and ask them what you can do in your community to get this thing rolling. Because what we need about 10 million people to sign on to this as fast as we possibly can get them.
Okay,
to understand what the articles are and what we did there, and sign on and show a coherent, cohesive, powerful force of Americans who care about their country and are not going to take it anymore. And that demand that these people that we send to our state legislatures and our federal government legislatures are following the oath that they took.
Yes. Now, you said this information is going to be ready after the weekend. I have been talking to somebody about, some people, about this Continental Congress going on, and I told them that they would, there would be information out later and that they would need to support these.
Yes.
And they were, you know, willing. So if they go to this CC, give
me... We'll tell them right now to go to articlesoffreedom.us, right, Todd?
Yeah, that's the simplest way to get to where the starting point is, Doris, on what the work product coming out of the Congress, articlesoffreedom.us.
Okay. Now, you know, in the mid-90s, my husband and I sent a certified mail, and I don't remember where it went. I've got a copy of it somewhere. We sent a petition of redress by certified mail, and we never got a response. We were talking about the Federal Reserve.
That's exactly right. They don't respond, and that's why, you know, we took action, because the next step when you petition for redress, the Congress, and you have, and there's reason for those grievances. There's, in other words, there's substance behind them. You should get answered. The people should get answered. But our government is not answering these petitions.
Yeah.
And so that's why we had the Congress.
So that
we could get people together from every state in the country and take the next step, which is instructions. We are saying what you and all of us in America are saying to these elected leaders is that you have been petitioned. You have continued about the dereliction of duty in following the Constitution in all these areas, monetary policy, taxation, war powers, all these different things. You're not answering the people's grievances and petitions, and now we're giving you instructions. We are the master. You are the servant. It's very clear. All you have to do, in the most simple language, it's written out in the first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence. Who is the master and who is the servant? We, the people, are the master. Our government, our servants. They have a contract. When they get hired, when we hire them, we elect them, they have a contract that they're supposed to follow. It's called the Constitution. And they're not following it. And so we're saying, okay, enough is enough. We're your master. You're the servant. You follow this.
Well, you know,
we're going to eliminate you. We're going to put you out of office and put people in who will. But these instructions have to be followed. So that's what we're doing.
I have
so
noticed
definitely,
that...
articlesoffreedom.us, tell all your friends, everyone you know, go there. Todd, where could they view the videos of, like, the last two speeches that Bob Schultz and Michael Badnarik gave the last night?
Articlesoffreedom.us is you'll land at the Continental Congress webpage for now, and all that is very apparent when you land there. There's links to archives and everything. Doris, what were you going to say though? Finish your.
Well, you know, I've noticed that even the parties that we elect, I remember seeing a resolution for the state of Texas, a resolution of the Republican Party. And they spoke of all of these things, of getting rid of the Fed. You know, this was the party's resolutions. And they never follow this. Isn't this illegal for them to tell the people that this is what they stand for and then they don't?
Oh, absolutely, Doris. But the challenge comes that it's up to us to hold them accountable. And what Clyde was trying to share is that, you know, this is beyond the elections now. The elections don't work. They lie to us. They tell us what they're going to do, and then they get elected, and they don't do what they said they would do. So that
if they pass this thing on the climate change and do that thing in Copenhagen where it's going to turn us over to a world government and all that stuff, are we going to be able to reverse that if this thing doesn't go through first?
Well, it comes down to what we're willing to accept in the marketplace. I mean, you know, if you follow the thread of the climate change bill, you know, they're going to say that you can't sell your home until you have approval by the EPA that your home meets all their standards. Well, if you follow the thread of how they can have that kind of control and power over our lives, it comes down to control of the monetary system. And that is, when you get a mortgage, you're at a traditional bank. And the reason the traditional bank is going to comply with those regulations is because they are at the window of the Federal Reserve. And so it always goes back to that top-down control. And this is part of what is emerging out of the Continental Congress. When you read the instructions on how to rectify the money clause violations, it talks about establishing alternative currencies in our own states and actually getting off of the Federal Reserve note. And which is, you know, that's a movement with the Ron Paul supporters and H.R. 1207. That's dovetailing very nicely with what Committees of Safety wants to do. Finally, there's an awakening happening in America, and all these things tie in together. And I appreciate your patience, Doris, because the final actual instructions are yet to be published. I know that Bob Schultz and Judith Whitmore, Chief of Staff, and Mike Bodine, Bob's right-hand man these 14 years, and all these petitions that have been filed are working hard right now to finish them up for style and spelling and accuracy and so forth and consistency, and we'll hopefully have these soon. But if you go to articlesoffreedom.us, you can read the actual civic action clause that is posted there that is the ultimate civic action. And it says, frankly, that when many millions of Americans agree to withdraw resources from the federal government, you know, when a goodly number of millions of American people agree, we will therefore withdraw our financial support from the federal government in a lawful and constitutional manner and implement other responsible civic actions until all violations of the Constitution for the United States of America cease. So the proof's going to be in the pudding. The resolve of the Dorises of the world and the Clydes and the Todds out there is going to be tested very soon here.
Yep. Yes. Now,
Doris, thank you very, very much for calling in. We have a couple other callers patiently waiting in line. But thank you so much, Doris. Do everything you can to get the people in Kansas going on this. And thanks for being in and participating in our show today. And now we have Brian in South Carolina. Brian, are you still there?
Yes. I just wanted to thank you, Clyde, and thank you to Todd. I know Todd has been working his butt off with this Continental Congress longer than I have. I was a delegate from South Carolina. I also wanted to thank Jeff from North Carolina and Jeremy from Rhode Island for their sort of Federalist papers.
Right.
That they're working on to sell this.
Yeah, very exciting. Very exciting. Yeah, Brian, thanks for calling in today. Is there anything that you, any perception of the convention as a delegate that you wanted to add, you know, as an insight to all of our listeners today?
Well, kind of what Jeff said, it was hours upon hours upon hours, and I'm kind of glad to be home, but now I'm ready to sell this and get people to sign it as soon as it's ready.
Yeah, and there was a lot of education, wasn't there, Brian? I mean, all of us learned so much, and the comment that Doris made about cap and trade and Copenhagen Treaty and everything, and all that goes back to the Federal Reserve. Todd is absolutely right. It's all about the Federal Reserve, Doris, and can we turn this thing around? Absolutely. The people have the power. All of it really, and this is where I want to mention common sense. Common Sense Revisited will explain to people that it's a magazine. You can go to commonsenserevisited.com. You can read it for free if you want to. Download it online, or you can order copies and give it to your friends, or you can order the audio copy. It's on audio now. And get that message out there, because what it does more than anything else is it clearly explains
how and why. It is the people. It is the individuals who have the power. These surrogates, and this is where our government is, it's a surrogate where we have loaned some of our power to do something for us, is out of control, completely out of control, to the point where the people working for that surrogate think that they have indigenous power. And only we, the people, as individuals, have indigenous power. It's just getting enough people to wake up and realize that. And so what we're asking everyone out there, Brian and Jeff and Todd and me, all of us that were there, are for you folks, the Dorises of the world, that weren't at the delegates at the convention, to sign on, get everyone you can to sign that statement that Todd just read. It's a powerful statement that you're committed to withholding funds from the government once there's a few million people on board with this, and take other all constitutional and legal actions to make sure that these violations of the Constitution cease. It's that simple. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
I wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
If you go to YouTube and type in preamble presentation, the great presentation by Jeff Williams is up on YouTube, and this is something very special was the preamble, I thought.
Okay, let's say that again. You go to YouTube and you type in what?
Preamble presentation.
Okay. And, yeah, you know, that Jeff was the one who helped write that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was very, very powerful.
And, yeah, very powerful statement, by the way, and it got a standing ovation from the whole group, and it was one of those things that passed very quickly because it was very obvious that the overwhelming response of the group was in favor of that preamble. And it's a strong statement, and I think any of you out there, when you hear that, you're going to know that this was a serious group.
Clyde.
And this is a serious action that we're taking to get our country back. But, again, thanks very much for being on, Brian. We appreciate your input today.
Thank you.
Clyde, okay. I want to make a quick comment on what you just shared about the Federal Reserve. And something I learned this weekend reading up last Friday's front page of the Wall Street Journal, there was a headline was that the House attacks the Fed and the Treasury. I don't know if you saw that or not, but there was bipartisan calling for for Geithner to resign.
Wow.
The heat is really starting to come onto the Federal Reserve. And that morning, CNBC had like a 30-minute interview with Ron Paul and about four interviewers. And it was a rare moment where it wasn't just sound bites. There was an actual discussion. And they asked, you know, fairly decent questions, you know, if you will. And one of the nuances that came out of this was that one of the questioners pointed their finger at Congress and said, well, it's Congress's overspending in these boondoggles that go on that actually makes the Fed have to print the money. And Ron Paul said, yes, I put some of the blame at Congress's feet by all means. And I want to point that out, that it's not just the Federal Reserve driving it. You know, we have the Congress people we elect do have the authority to stop the train, and they refuse to. And that's part of why these instructions are so important for Congress. We're not just complaining anymore. We're not petitioning. We're not asking for permission. We're not asking for special dispensation on a special circumstance for our lobbyist group. We are now giving them specific instructions on how to fix what we have allowed them to break. It is our own fault.
Well, it is our fault, but, you know, it's our fault for hiring people that are not consistently following the Constitution. And once they're there and they violate it, we don't get them out. And that's what we have to do. Right now, we need 500 Ron Pauls in our Congress.
That's
because
right.
It's only Ron Paul is really the only one that doesn't violate this. It's so easy for them when they have a money machine at their doorstep to use to continue to have the government create the money that helps them gain reelection. It's very, very, very difficult. And the people have to be extremely vigilant to make sure that they are really, being fiscally responsible. And it just doesn't seem to happen without extraordinary vigilance from the people.
Mm-hmm.
But good point, Todd. And we got one more caller, Jim in Michigan. Jim, are you still there?
Hi, Clyde. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Jim, a delegate to the Continental Congress from Michigan. I was in one of the subcommittees with you.
Oh, yes. How are you doing, Jim?
Doing great. It's great to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice, too. And it was wonderful getting to know you and everyone else there. But go ahead and give us your perception of the convention.
Well, the Continental Congress was a kind of a grueling exercise that we came there not exactly knowing what direction we would take, but we formed together as a professional body that took this work seriously on behalf of the people of this country, and we tailored and forged instructions to our government, like you said, to restore things back to their proper place, and
Stay with us. We're getting a break, getting the music for a break here. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Okay, don't go away.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited, and we've been talking about the Continental Congress. Before we get back with our last caller, I just want to mention, as soon as this show is over in about 4 minutes, we have Free Market Radio coming up. That's Free Market Radio from Behind the Lines of Socialism with Michael McKay, one of 40 economists in the world invited to Turkey last May. Austrian economist, brilliant guy, a great show. His focus is to explain to people why it was not
free markets and capitalism that caused the destruction of our economy. Just the opposite. It's because we did not have free markets and capitalism. And that all goes back to the Federal Reserve. You cannot have free markets and capitalism when you have a cartel of private bankers adjusting interest rates, creating the money, and managing the monetary system. That is an absolute nonsense that you can have free markets and have that kind of control of the economy. Michael does a phenomenal job of explaining that and has great speakers, so please don't miss his show following this one here in just a minute. And we had Jim. Did you want to finish your comments, Jim? Jim, a delegate from Michigan to the Continental Congress.
Yes, I just wanted to just take just a second and encourage the people to be ready to support these Articles of Freedom. I'm already sensing a large groundswell growing here in Michigan before those articles are even out. So once those are finalized and ready for everyone, please spread the word.
Yes, thank you so much for calling, Jim. And, you know, everyone that's hearing, you know, what's going on here, you've heard several delegates now, Jim, and from Michigan, and we had Brian in South Carolina, Jeff in North Carolina, Todd is from Iowa, he was there, I'm from Iowa, I was there, people from all over the country coming together in an extremely powerful way to resolve any differences that we had between us and come up with a work product that the American people can be proud of and can get behind. We now have a coalescing force with some real credibility that everyone in America can get behind to get this country back in shape. And, you know, our comments, the first thing I would recommend people read is the comments for a monetary system. Wouldn't you agree, Todd, and the Federal Reserve and monetary system instructions are just so powerful.
The top three that I'm interested in are the violation of the money clauses, the tax clause violation, and the Second Amendment violation. I think those are critical. And Jeff Dickstein was a presenter on the tax clause violations. And real quickly, he has a writ of certiorari pending before the Supreme Court, which means that he's pleading them to hear his case that he's appealing out of the U.S. Court of Appeals for Bill Benson. The Supreme Court refuses to actually allow any evidence to come forward about the 16th Amendment and its ratification. But his unique approach with the Supreme Court is that Benson's First and Fifth Amendment is being violated. It doesn't even matter what's being adjudicated behind the scenes. They won't, A, let him voice his freedom of speech, and B, face his accuser with evidence. And that is unique in terms of an approach to this battle. But what Jeff did for the world at Continental Congress and at the archives at cc2009.us, you will find them there, is bring that evidence to bear and share with the world how the 16th Amendment was not ratified and what it means to you in your daily life.
Yeah, and everyone listening, 15 years ago, I thought that the 16th Amendment theory, that it hadn't been ratified, was a conspiracy theory, you know, just some wacko theory. But after listening to the speakers that we heard, the co-author of the book, what's the name of the book, Todd?
The Law That Never Was by Bill Benson and Red Beckman.
Yeah, unbelievable, clear, solid evidence that thing was never ratified. Anyway, folks, we're running out of time. Don't forget the next show, Free Market Radio, following this one. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a wonderful day, and get behind the Continental Congress. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
With recent international flight from